Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, last night, after the Gallant at Night show was done at 11 o'clock,
right.
The station flips over to network programming, the CBS Sports Radio Network, right?
Yes.
And Scott Farrell... Farrell on the bench. Yeah,
Farrell, we've all been on his show. Right. He's a maniac.
All right, to welcome in Ted Johnson. This guy should be in the Hall of Fame. This guy's the greatest middle linebacker to ever play at his time.
I mean, the guy makes me out to be the greatest ever.
You'll find out in a moment. We're not exaggerating.
Yeah. No, not at all. If you don't stay up late listening to our station, you've not heard Farrell. I personally like when he touts O'Reilly. Better part, better prices every day.
Every day.
But he is great.
It's hard to keep a straight face when you're on his show.
I love it. He pumps me up, man. He gets me juiced.
He's very knowledgeable. He's a good host.
Oh, he's funny.
And apparently he's friends with Brian Cushing, which I did not know.
Yeah.
And this
the boys.
This little comment just sort of got dropped into the mix last night. Credit Ryan Rocket, the producer of Paul Gallant's show, for being in the control room last night, and he still had, you know, he had the audio running. He's doing the post show, you know, getting the post show email ready to send to all of us. And
Rocket was on it.
He was on it. He heard it. He recorded it. He captured it. It's Scott Farrell dropping a little comment in there about Brian Cushing and his relationship with Bill O'Brien.
Remember Charlie Weiss, what a disaster he was when he left. You remember Bill O'Brien, he's okay. Nothing to write home about, right?
At best. Meanwhile, he keeps getting fat extensions down there for whatever reason. My boy plays for him, you know, Cush. And let's just say, I don't want to put anything on him. Let's just say I've had conversations with him that haven't been very pleasant regarding the head coach down there.
Farrell has lost his mind. Why? I don't want to put it on him, but let's just say I talked to him. and that's not the half of it, because I know we still have more to come from Farrell. Yeah, well, he's lost his mind.
Okay, do you not believe him?
Well,
do you not think he talked to Brian Cushing? You think he made up that he talked to Brian Cushing?
Let's get to the second part of what he's put out there before I explain why I think he's out of his mind.
Okay. Brian Cushing, so our station...
Rich, I love the fact that you have email after email after email about this story.
He's out of his mind.
No, okay. I love it. I know. This story fascinates you, I can tell.
It does.
So our station tweets out earlier today. Today on Mad Radio, reaction to the Ursae Circus, blah, blah, blah. And includes a little blurb in there about how we're going to talk about Farrell and the rumors that he and Brian Cushing, or that Bill O'Brien and Brian Cushing don't get along. Brian Cushing sees the tweet from our station and replies to it and says, zero truth to that. Always liked and respected OB and always will. If you guys have questions, just call me. Thanks. We did. As a station, called Brian Cushing. I was in there when they called them from the control room, left a message on a number that I had for Brian Cushing. Maybe the wrong number, who knows, but Brian Cushing never replied back. Farrell saw a tweet from our station where we retweeted Cushing saying, well, Cushing let the world know Farrell was not correct with what he said on Farrell on the bench last night. Here's what Farrell says. Ask him if they, the Texans, want all their signing bonus money back from him after they do him. The last year for him there was a nightmare. He wants to come home. I'm assuming that means Jersey. Simple as that. They'll screw him. Count on it. He, Cush, deserves better. He sends one more tweet retweeting our contention that he was incorrect, saying, of course he'll deny it. There's a lot of money involved. So here's where we're at.
And that's why he's out of his mind.
So here's where we're at. Farrell said what he said last night, doubled down on it, claims he talked to Brian Cushing about it. Cushing has replied to our station saying, no, I respect Bill O'Brien, and I think that, what did he say? I've always liked and respected OB and always will. If you guys have questions, just call me. Thanks.
Yeah, a nightmare season that the Texans are going to do him. Jeez, Farrell, are you paying attention Dude took an illegal substance and missed 10 games. Are you not paying attention? How is that on the Texans? Look, I don't have any sympathy for Brian Cushing. If last season was a nightmare, it's because of what he did.
Yeah,
Of anything the Texans did.
Okay, well, I think you're more attached to the...
And then they brought him back after a second drug suspension.
Right.
That's doing him?
No, I'm more in the part, does Brian Cushing hate Bill O'Brien? That's the part that I think is where I think a lot of people are going with it. Like, where is... I don't think anybody's sympathetic to Brian Cushing out there, except for maybe Pharrell, who's a friend of his, who just put all his business out there on national radio, by the way. Jeez. He's still a member of the Houston Texans. That's why that's why this, you know, what Pharrell is saying on the radio compromises Brian Cushing a little bit.
Oh, because, big time.
Right?
Big time. You know, well, Brian's not going to be happy when
he hears Cushing's this. Already been an issue in that, A, he can't play anymore.
Right.
He's not good at football anymore. B, he gets suspended. And he's got a huge salary.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien cannot be happy about this. The only thing I can think of is that maybe if this Brian Cushing just, you know, is in denial, or he is in another, he lives in another reality, if he's bad mouthing the Texans, the Texans have stood by this guy. The Texans have gone, they gave him a contract after he got an ACL injury that was, a lot of people were skeptical about, because they thought they'd maybe never see the same Brian Cushing. And we never did quite see the same Brian Cushing. Got another ACL. Look, they never have asked him to take a pay cut. He made a lot of money, or he would have made a lot of money if he wasn't suspended for 10 games. He makes way above what his production is on the field. And boys will be boys. If he's talking to Frel and he's like, I don't know what possibly he could be saying that was disparaging towards the Texans, but he obviously has to Scott Frel, right?
And maybe so, but it looks to me like they've taken care of them, not done him.
Who the Texans? Yeah, exactly. No, but, yeah.
I just think maybe Scott Farrell's misinformed, right?
Yeah.
You can maybe go after Scott Frel, or you can almost be like, well, what's Cushing telling his friend, man?
I understand if he
thinks he's getting a raw deal here, that's very difficult from the outside looking in to see it that way.
And I understand what you're saying about and I'm fascinated also by the inference that he has a problem with Bill O'Brien, who's been the staunchest supporter of Brian Cushing.
Thank you.
I don't get it.
Right. That's why, here's what I think. I believe, if you're asking me who I believe in all this, because right now this
He's helped my family.
Right now this is a Scott Farrell's word versus Brian Cushing's word, right? The issue is, does Brian Cushing have an issue with the Texans? And with specifically with Bill O'Brien? And if you on the outside looking in go, Brian Cushing has an issue with Bill O'Brien, if all we know is what we've seen from the outside, then... what issue could Brian Cushing have with Bill O'Brien?
No clue.
Nobody's been more of a staunch defender of Brian Cushing than Bill O'Brien. And as an organization, nobody has stood up for a PED user multi-time.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Than the Houston Texans.
It was shocking.
They gave him an extension after the first PED suspension, and they brought him back after the second PED suspension. So if we're in this he said, she said, if you're asking me, do I believe that Brian Cushing and Scott Farrell had a conversation where Farrell inferred all these things that Cushing said to him, I 100% believe. Why would Scott Farrell make up things about a conversation
and risk a lot. I mean, by even suggesting it, you wouldn't make up something that makes a guy, you know, look bad.
Right. And
you could see him doing it inadvertently and screwing up as you could to actually maniacally, preemptively thinking about what you're going to do and then, you know, doing that, throwing them under the bus when there's really no validity. Right. I believe Scott Farrell, man.
I do too. The bottom line with all this is if the Texans are doing their business properly this offseason, this shouldn't be an issue because Brian Cushing shouldn't be a Texan.
I can't imagine
next season.
Him coming back.
Right.
It would be shocking if the Texans asked him to come back. It would be shocking to me if they asked him to come back even at a reduced rate. I feel like he's been, you know how younger guys become leaders is you got to cut bait with the older guys that where everyone still defers to them, right? You need the younger guys to kind of be able to blossom underneath them. And they got young guys that are backing them up that they need to spread their wings. The only thing I could, you know, Brian Cushing didn't come back and play his natural position at the end of the season. He played outside linebacker. Is that his issue? Did he not like the playing outside linebacker? If I'm Brian Cushing, it's much less physical out there.
Right.
I would think that would be obviously better because of his health. But maybe he had an issue with playing outside linebacker, not his natural position, whenever he did come back from that suspension.
So Cush responds on Twitter to what Farrell said.
Right.
And then Cush also retweets what some kid in New Jersey wrote about him as well that has people talking as well a little bit. It's much less, I think, significant than what we're talking about, but it's worth mentioning. There's a junior running back at Bergen Catholic High School, which is Cushing's alma mater. That's North Jersey. That's Tony Soprano territory. And this junior running back tweeted, "Wow, for a legend like Brian Cushing to be considered among others to be the next head coach for Bergen Catholic is pretty thrilling." And Cushing retweeted that. So that kind of got my attention, too. So I, like you said, Ted, I sent an email to everybody about a link I found. The Bergen Record is the paper in New Jersey that covers Bergen Catholic. And there's a headline, "A look at potential candidates for Bergen Catholic football job." By the way, their rival is Don Bosco in North Jersey. The current coach, Nunzio Campanelli, has taken the job as running back coach at Rutgers. So they mentioned some candidates that could take the job. The first one is one of his assistants who came from Don Bosco Prep. The next one is Vito Campanelli, his older brother, who's also on the staff. Felix. The next one is Nick Campanelli, his younger brother, who's also on the staff, followed by Don Sabella. Long shots include Greg Russo, and then there's Brian Cushing at the bottom of the list.
He'll have to change his name to Nunzio Cushinino if he wants the job.
Yes, it says, "Hey, we said these were long shots, but Cushing's NFL career may be winding down, and he's always had a soft spot for his alma mater." So the kid saw that and tweeted that Cushing was on the list, and Cushing retweeted it, but I think it's a long shot.
I don't see Brian Cushing coaching high school football.
I just wanted to say all those Paisan names.
How do you feel if you're Bill O'Brien and you see all this? Like, if this word matriculates back to Bill O'Brien, like, "Hey, did you hear all the guys talking on 610 about how Cushing has an issue with you?" What do you think, O'Brien? Like, how does O'Brien process that?
I don't know him that well, but I can see maybe his first reaction is, "What the? What
but
now?"
Publicly sticks to the party line, the company line. He's been a great player for this franchise. Yeah. He's done a lot for me and my family, which is actually what he said.
Yeah. I'm not so sure he'll go with that way of thinking. I think he might curb it a little bit.
Yeah, but he won't throw him under the bus.
He won't throw him under the bus. Though.
Yeah.
Farrell's nuts.
Rich, I think he's just kind of being a mouthpiece for Brian Cushing there, if you want to know the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.